I still like my other song better. Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good. I got to turn that one way up. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yeah.
All right.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on 500.
Hey, you know, it happened.
I thought you guys just started this thing. What are you talking
we
about?
We did. Oh, yeah. We did just start it.
9 o'clock.
Yes.
Or 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock start time. That's just like when I used to smoke. And I every time I put one out there, I quit.
There you go.
Right. I'd start 20 minutes later again, but I quit. You know, same thing.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah, I think so.
Small victories, you know.
That's right.
That's it.
Robbie just changed. Can you see that, Rich?
Yes.
Robbie's not as good looking as she used to be.
Not at all.
Now we get Aaron and Igor in there, don't we?
So we get calls all the time for this. I call it home security system.
Mm-hmm. And it's called character.
Character. You can chalk it up to character. It's a home security system. I prefer the security system to be on the stairways. I think that's always good if you have a second floor to have a nice, good security system on the stairways. And, you know, basic traffic patterns through the house. It's always good to have
squeaks.
There you go. That is.
Gotta love them.
That is the best security system you can have. And then top it off, get a dog. Boom. As soon as they hear that floor squeaking, they're off and running.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So,
and it costs nothing.
It costs absolutely nothing.
No extra charge.
You buy the house, you get the squeaks, extra charge.
Exactly. So let's say for some reason somebody doesn't like that security system. Well, what can be done now?
So, the squeak conversation is something that we have with clients literally every single day. Uh-huh. Our phone inevitably rings, and it doesn't matter if it's a new home, an older home. There's always a question of squeaks. You know, why does my floor squeak? What can I do to remedy it? What can I do to get rid of the squeaks? Aside from the benefits of the security system, nobody likes their squeaky floors.
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, you know, first of all, why does the floor squeak? And so, you know, that's something that comes up regularly. And the first question we always ask is, you know, how old is your home? Because typically squeaks are associated with older homes, although in some of the newer construction, we still, you know, get calls for that as well. You know, my home is only a few years old. Why do my floors squeak?
Mm-hmm.
And so
they use crappy staples.
That's usually the case.
Crappy staples or the construction of the actual floor. You know,
right.
Back in the day, they needed to get conduit from one side of the house to the other. So they used a system called a sleeper system, which actually is small, narrow pieces of wood that they would nail to, as opposed to a full sheet of plywood, which is what we prefer to see today. And the problem is when you step in between those sleepers, you have a void. So the only way to get rid of the void, because when you have a void, you step there and your nails go up and down. To get rid of the void, you have to open
up
the floor.
But all the seams in the wood as the tongue and groove, because all of them are tongue and groove. So then all the butted seams together always fall on a sleeper, though, don't they?
I don't understand.
So your sleeper, so they're always supported, those seams, where the two pieces of wood
butt the joints.
Typically, yes.
They're supposed to, but...
Right.
In reality, how often do they?
Not all.
Right. And they're not capable of really carrying the full load. You know, those tongues and grooves are great to kind of, you know, put all the flooring pieces together. And, yes, they're supposed to be nailed down to that sleeper. But eventually, you know, the biggest misconception really is that, you know, the call comes in to us, my floor squeaks. Really, the question is not that the floor is squeaking. It's really what's happening under the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, it should be called a subfloor squeak. Because
Right. Generally
speaking, it's not the wood that's necessarily loose. It's what's happening below. And whether it's the plywood coming away from the joist, or as Aaron was just mentioning, it's the sleeper that's either cracked or loose or, failing in some way. And then that nail is just moving up and down inside that sleeper. And anytime there's vertical movement, you know, I'm 200 pounds. If I step on that floor, I'm going to make it sag.
Come on.
All right, maybe 220. Quiet.
I'm proud. I say 240 all day long, buddy. I'm proud of it. 240.
See, the magic of radio is that I'm just a voice.
Yes.
Had you said 175,
yeah, right.
I would have gone with you, but, you know. So,
well, and I think something people don't realize, too, is like when your house is built, the moisture content in the floor joists, the plywood, is probably 12 to 14%. But as that house dries out over a couple of years, then the nails actually, they don't loosen up, but the wood fibers pull away.
Right.
And that's where that noise really comes from. It's the rubbing of the nail on a wood fiber.
So do you run around with talk powder?
You know,
in your holster, and you come out and you go talcum powder everywhere.
So many, many, many years ago, we tried talcum powder, uh-huh. and you know, as a lubricant, really, to try to kind of at least get that powder, you know, to coat that nail somehow, so that it wouldn't make the noise. The vertical deflection is still there; we're still moving up and down,
right?
But we're getting rid of that squeak. So it's a very short term solution. It does, funny enough, kind of work,
mm-hmm.
but it only for a very short period of time. And then you're not going to run around with a turkey baster and talcum powder all day trying to stop squeaks. You know, we want a more permanent solution. And so, you know, so there's all these sort of over the counter products that have come out over the years, where, you know, screws are being driven in and, you know, the heads snap off and, you know, in an effort to try to tighten up the floors. But, you know, at the end of the day, the permanent full time solution really is to open up that immediate area, in many cases, resecure that subfloor, replace that subfloor potentially, and then put flooring back, and then, you know, basically try to work with it that way.
But, because if you start, you know, you actually securing things with screws versus the nails, then, right. you know, over time, the wood expands and contracts around that nail, and so then it's now loose.
Right.
And so that wood is moving. With a screw, you're actually just bonding those two pieces of wood together. They're going to stay together.
That's exactly it. That's right. Exactly right.
But the challenge when you do something like that is that squeak may actually move about a foot away, 2 feet away, and now you're starting to screw your entire floor.
Right.
And then when we come back and we sand it, I have the whole look of what I call starry night, because you got little shiny little heads. So it could be a bit of a challenge.
That's character.
Right. Well,
it's character.
It's a different type of character.
Yeah. I mean, I got a call yesterday from a client. She said, you know, I've got these old maple floors, and I just think we need to tile over them. And I said, well, why do you want to do that? She goes, well, because they're just all beat up and stuff. I said, well, we did your kitchen 12 years ago. You know, it might be time. You know, you got three kids and a dog and people running through the kitchen. It might be time to say, yeah, but it's maple. I don't know. It didn't seem to hold up very well. How long is 12 years is pretty good, don't you think?
12 years is very good. I mean,
In a kitchen.
I hate putting wood in a kitchen anyway for that reason. But
yeah, you know, the coatings are really, really durable, but, you know, 12 to 15 years is about right. I mean, that's the typical lifespan.
Yeah, and this is a Chicago bungalow where that's the main traffic pattern in and out of the house is through the kitchen.
Sure.
Yeah, try that
Thank
now.
Thank you. That's the lifespan of the wood, or you're saying it needs to be refinished?
Right, just refinished.
Right. Okay, and I'm like, that's a lifespan. You have to replace a floor?
No. Just the coating,
Okay.
And if we can catch it early enough, Robbie, what we can do is we can just reseal it, and we don't ever have to really refinish it. So we can come in and screen buff it, which is a light sanding, just to make sure we get a good bond between the new coat and the coatings that are there, and basically reseal that floor. And if we catch it early enough and it's still in decent condition, you can go another potentially 10, 12 years based on your traffic patterns and what's going on in the home, and then reseal it again. And so if we can keep resealing that floor, you may never have to sand it.
Right.
If you
keep it maintained. Right. The other thing is, I mean, there's homes that are over 100 years old with wood flooring,
sure.
and you guys are just going in there refinishing them.
We are.
You're not replacing it.
No, absolutely. We work in, you know, 100-year-old homes up and down the North Shore, and, you know, Hyde Park has some beautiful homes. We're there all the time, and, you know, the allure is that you've got this 100-year-old home with original floors, narrow plank, maybe an inch and a half wide, which is narrower than today's standard of 2 1/4. It's beautiful, rift and quartered, long lengths.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once we refinish it, it looks like $1 million. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's some cool stuff. I like seeing it.
Yeah.
I like to see the restoration of those older floors that versus
Absolutely.
That yeah. than replacement.
Yeah. And in some cases, we have to repair. Again, if there's just one area that's just bothersome and it's squeaking, we would open up that area and we would take care of that subfloor condition, and we would remill, in many cases, that flooring, because it doesn't really exist. today. So we'd remill it and then resplice it. And then once it's refinished, it all blends and looks great.
And that's fun work there.
We like it.
Oh, yeah. When you sewing in the floors to time it. Because that's inevitably all the older homes, maybe it's 100 years old, but they had small rooms. So it's always like, well, we're going to take this wall out. And you're like, yikes.
Yeah, and then things
don't
line up.
So, you know,
you're
pulling up that floor, sewing it back together, refinishing it. And, I mean, when it's done, it, like you said, it looks like $1 million.
If it's done right, it really looks great. It really does. And you can't tell where those walls came out. And, you know, we can resplice things. And it's just, you know, we can make it look good. So.
Yes, Robbie?
No, I like it. I don't like the fact that they said that it's fun.
It is fun. I don't know. I like restoration work. I like trying to figure out how they did it years and years ago and then recreating that one more time.
Well, yeah.
You know, and making the knives or whatever it is. And in this case, if you had 1¼-inch wide boards and they were quarter sawn oak, you got to go buy the quarter sawn oak and then you got to make all that
stuff. And you know, it is kind of fun because you're sort of, it's almost like a time capsule. You're going back 100 years ago, right? And you're recreating the conditions that would have existed at the turn of the century.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are buying those homes really for that purpose. I mean, they want that older home. They want the, you know, kind of the decor of that, you know, and some of the features of that older home. And so they don't want us coming in, ripping out those beautiful 100-year-old floors and putting in something new.
Right.
They want to restore them. And we can absolutely do it. And we can handle the squeaks in the process and, you know, do some of that. You know, sort of restorative type work. But if it's done right and it's done correctly, it really looks great and can last a very long time.
Okay, so with the squeaking in the floor, a lot of times you see somebody, they just grab an 8-penny nail and they just, you know, or and they just go right through the carpet and they, bam, they just they slam these nails through there. What is that doing to the wood if they ever wanted to restore that floor? Or is that actually going to work?
It's going to work, but it's going to destroy the floor in the process. So if you're going to put carpet over it, because we've pulled back carpet all the time, we see these big...
Yeah, I mean, they're framing nails.
Exactly.
Right.
The big head nails. And when you pull those guys out, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, real quick, just because it's your 500th show, for the rest of the month, anyone that calls Mr. Floor, 10% off their flooring project.
Whoa.
Awesome.
Just for you guys, because we love you.
They have to say Mighty House Radio
they
Show.
They absolutely have to say it.
Mighty House 500.
This is Mighty House. We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House will return.